I have with me the couple, Anne and George Deaver, or at least that's who they get to play as part of the first performance in the 50th anniversary season of El Paso's longest-running community theater. With me are actors Danny Fogel and Tammy Partanen with El Paso Playhouse. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
The longest-running community theater in El Paso. How many? Well, I was going to say how many years? 50.
50. That's right.
God, that's a long time. Yeah, and you've been involved for how long,
This is
Danny?
My fourth year with the El Paso Playhouse.
And you?
Nice. Actually,
Tammy?
This is goodness, still my first. I started in December. As soon as I started performing, I really enjoyed the space, the community mm-hmm. aspect of it. And so I've been working there ever since.
Has it been at 2501 Montana the entire time?
The
in
entire
that same
time.
Building?
Correct.
Now, was that not the festival theater at first?
Yes, it started out as the festival theater before there was the change in turnover. And when they brought it all together, they came up with the El Paso Playhouse.
Okay. And that's good because it tells you what it is
yes.
all about right in the label. How did you first learn about El Paso Playhouse?
Actually, I had a very good friend who was part of the board. Her parents were part of the board.
Uh-huh.
And she was a director there at the time. And I was auditioned. Well, I didn't audition for a show. I was actually given the part. because one of the actors performed the first weekend and then was gone.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
So by default,
every actor's nightmare.
Yes, or dream, as the case
Maybe.
May be. Yeah. And how did you discover?
You know, I went to my first show there. I was probably 4 or 5, and my mom,
really?
You know, she was in college, and for her classes, she had to go to a local theater.
Uh-huh.
So I saw the Pajama Game there.
Cool.
When I was very, very little, and I loved it. And then I saw it at the Dinner Theater here at UTEP, Evita, that same year, and that's when I decided I loved theater.
The bug. Now, do both of you have theater backgrounds?
I do.
I do, actually.
Yes.
I teach theater right now.
Oh, excellent. Where?
Yes. Parkland High School.
I had no idea. I guess I should have grilled you more thoroughly before we started on the mic. Actually, just a little aside, I remember as a teenager helping to raise funds to build that building. We went around and collected door to door. We got people's glass soda bottles and returned them for the deposit.
Very
right.
nice.
So that doesn't date me at all, does it? All righty then,
no,
moving right
not.
Along. First production is All My Sons. What can you tell me about this?
It's a really good play by Arthur Miller, and I've been thinking a lot about how it sort of pits, or not necessarily pits against, but you have realists and you have idealists,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I've been thinking a lot about with my own characters and the other characters that are around me. What is the good for your own family versus what is the good of society at large?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot about the title. You know, it's All My Sons. So are we all one family?
That's I love that one line, the good of for your own family versus the good of the greater good.
Right.
That's quite the dilemma. Now, it opens on Friday, this coming Friday, July the 5th, and runs through July 27th. It is the first of, I would say, about a dozen productions that you have going between now and May of next year. Tell me about your roles as George and Anne Deaver in All My Sons.
We actually play brother and sister.
Ah, I was assuming this was a married couple. Okay, so brother and sister. Okay.
And Anne is one of those, I think she starts off as the idealist
mm-hmm.
and then gets sucked into the other side when she basically joins the Keller family. There's an incident that takes place, the pivotal point in the show, that pits basically brother against sister, myself against the entire Keller family
mm-hmm.
because of something that happened years before. And my character has become a lawyer after getting out of the war and is now coming back trying to avenge this wrong that has taken place against their father.
Ah, all right. So you certainly have plenty to work with as far as this idealist versus realist dilemma.
Yes,
definitely.
To start out completely clear-cut. And, you know, you start to hear other people's sides, and I think that's something we can relate to in real life is
mm-hmm.
when someone starts telling you, well, I did this for, you know, my child. I did this for my husband, for my wife. How can you really argue with that?
Well, that's the magic of theater to me is movies are very powerful. but it's not quite the same. Describe for our listeners who perhaps have never really experienced theater at any level, especially from behind the scenes, what is that community like? How many people are involved in this particular theater? Just talk about the backside a little bit.
Well, as far as the theater itself, we're run by a board. Right now there are 11 of us on that board.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our jobs, we all do everything, but we all dedicate our spare time to the theater itself.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the show itself, there are 10 people in the cast.
I believe so.
And then we have, you know, the director, the assistant director, stage manager. So there's actually a lot that goes into a production. So it's not just people memorizing lines and then standing up there and doing something. We're in our fifth week of rehearsals right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we still have our big, long tech week coming up next week.
How do we decide? How do you decide who directs all the different functions, basically, behind the scenes?
The board will send out requests to directors.
Mm-hmm.
We have a process where you have to have assistant directed or maybe directed outside in the community.
Okay.
And then you can submit your shows. You can put in to submit a particular show or a group of shows to the board. And then the board will decide. They'll take all of those together.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it becomes a play reading committee where we all read the shows, figure out which ones we think are going to work best
mm-hmm.
for our season.
Yes.
And then as a board, we vote on that.
Now, speaking of your season, tell me a little bit about what we can expect also for the rest of this.
The 50th season is going to be really loaded with a lot of very interesting shows this
mm-hmm.
year. We're trying to get a couple of them in there that maybe we wouldn't necessarily have done before, just to see if we can pull in a different type of audience
mm-hmm.
and maybe get more people coming to the Playhouse.
What are some of your...
We're going to be doing The Odd Couple. In
the female version.
The female version.
Are you
version,
serious?
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Us ladies.
Yes, I want to play Oscar.
Yes. So
He's the grouchy one, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, yes,
so
that's
it'll
me.
It'll be a completely different take on that because you do get the female version instead of the male version,
that's
which
fun.
Most
are
people
gonna
are
Are you
going to
be in that?
To.
Do you know,
you know,
Tammy,
I did an audition for this one. I was actually had my eye on the next show, which also will be really exciting.
And the next show, this is actually one of our ones that we're really taking a chance on and hoping we can bring in a new audience. It's going to be Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, okie dokie.
Zombies on stage.
Well, that's good. That's good. Let's get our young nerds in there. Yes.
That's kind of what we're hoping for,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the
our fringe
zombie
kids.
The
creative crowd.
Well, and that's what we think we're going to be able to benefit from
mm-hmm.
by doing this show is getting that completely different crowd in. But if they can see, you know, like you were saying, the difference between movies and theater.
Oh, it's so immediate.
Everybody's seen the movies, and if we can get that same kind of draw and that same kind of interest.
A live presence.
For, oh, it makes you so
appreciate.
Live zombies. Yeah, and plus the risk-taking factor
mm-hmm.
that's fulfilled by live theater
exactly.
where you can totally crash or you're a god when you're through. Who knows which way you're going to go. So.
And that particular one actually has an extended run because we're actually expanding it all the way through October so we can have
nice.
A special Halloween performance.
Awesome. Now, you have a website, which is elpasoplayhouse.com.
Correct.
And your phone number has been the same forever and ever, 532-1317. So that's where folks can go for information. And you just can't go wrong. If you turn out next Friday, July the 5th, through Saturday, July the 27th. The first production is All My Sons by Arthur Miller, directed by Aaron Hernandez. And you get to see my guests today, Danny Fogel and Tammy Partanen, playing brother and sister, George and Ann Deaver. My thanks to both of you for being here, and congratulations on being part of this 50th anniversary season celebration at the El Paso Playhouse, which is at 2501 Montana. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.